Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection Livecast. I'd like to make it clear right now, I was never sexually harassed by Herman Cain. Unless you count his god-awful pizza. In that case, both my insides and my toilet were harassed. Here's the show.
Harassed? He's got interesting pronunciation. Are you complaining? I think harassed
no,
is actually better.
It's great.
Like pubes and poozy.
So Herman Cain's pizza causes hair to grow on your ass, Noah.
Have you been hit?
Have you been harassed by Herman Cain?
Noah, before we do anything else, I want an update on your Chinaman boyfriend.
Nothing happened.
Have you met up at least?
No, I haven't seen him since the show.
Oh, very disappointed.
But I only see him randomly at the park.
Really? Has he started bowing yet?
I don't know who this Dick Ashingus or whatever in the chat is, but he just wrote.
You don't know what he is? He's a person.
Well. First he wrote, Rob didn't talk first. There's something wrong already. And then he wrote, Rob's been quiet for more than 5 seconds. It's a miracle.
But then somebody Zodiac Killer after him said, yay, it's Sid. He sucks.
And yeah, Sid, I talked first, so he must think I'm you.
I don't know what to think of. I'm hurt. I am deeply hurt. It's been a while since there's been like real Sid hate in the chat.
Yeah, Sid becoming popular.
Yeah. I had calluses built up for it, but now they've worn down. So
it got right to your gooey center.
Dickus likes me, though. That's all right. I'll take it.
I like you.
Thank,
does that
thank
count
you, Darren.
For anything? Yes. Okay.
Zodiac Killer's bringing back the Sid hate. Thank you. I like it. Retro.
That's true. There used to be a lot of like Sid socks. Shut the fuck up, Sid.
Really?
Everything. Yeah.
A lot of that has moved on to Sean.
Yeah,
you know what?
Yeah,
I think part of that though is that they, as they listen, they realize that I'm being an asshole on purpose.
Right.
So it's like, why play into it?
You think they didn't realize that earlier?
I think at first they just thought I was some dick that didn't know what he was talking about. But after a while, they're like, oh, he's just antagonizing us. Okay.
Now it is a real one.
Yeah.
It is a fine line that you walk, though,
yeah.
I will say.
Thank you.
But I mean that in a good way. Hi, everybody.
You can call up and tell Sid how much he sucks by dialing our line.
Or how much you love him.
At 646-929-1357. And we have a great show today. Because we have no guests.
Well, we have one guest, Frank.
Well, Frank is like a guest contributor to the live.
Our returning champion.
Really.
No, Frank's like our Don Rickles. Like, he's a walk-on. He just comes and...
Yeah, I don't really matter.
Oh. Now there will be anti-Frank stuff in the chat, too.
Nice.
Along with the Sid stuff and Sean.
Everyone's
hated on this show. Really.
You don't really get much hate. And Noah doesn't get much hate either.
Yes, I do.
Noah gets,
Falconer.
Like, perversion.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody just wants to fuck you, so they're not going to be too harsh.
Well, we all have memes that people make fun of us about, but no one actually says, fuck you, you suck, or anything. You know?
Yeah, I guess so. What's wrong with them?
I have
more clever, you know.
Meat holes and piss mops.
Yeah.
I'd rather
that's not like Darren sucks, meat holes. It's just like, hey, Darren, you like meat holes.
That's what
all
I'm
right,
saying.
Cool.
I actually have a kid that wants to track me down and kill me. So that's
right. That's true. Well, what about
not,
the guy from
not
your...
literally kill you.
No, no, literally. That's what the threat said. I did something and he knows it.
Still won't admit what it is, though.
Yeah.
Well, you should know what it is.
It's because I broke his heart. Yeah, we dated for a bit, me and
Sean. Oh.
Oh.
Who interesting.
Knew? Well,
that explains so much.
We have a caller right now.
Hmm.
Already?
Yeah, 931. You are on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Jovan.
Oh, it's Jovan again.
Yeah, sweet.
One of the callers I'm telling you I'm alive.
Oh, phew. Okay, we were worried about you last week, man.
That's it? All right, great. Well, Jovan. You're back to listen, just to listen?
I got a laptop on this time, so...
So why are you calling in?
You wanted to let us know that he's still alive, because we were worried that he died last week. Wasn't
answered.
I don't think we were worried.
I was genuinely worried.
I don't even remember.
Because you weren't here.
Oh. Well, that explains it.
I'm more worried about Noah, I think.
Whackity, smackity, do.
All right, Jovan, we're going to put you back on hold.
Don't die this time, for real. Or go ahead. It's fine.
No, don't.
Either
don't
way.
Say that to them.
How cool would it be? What a coup that would be for us if somebody died on air and it wasn't one of us. So
it would be
all
a coup?
It would be a coup to get a live on-air death.
We had a coup. Almost. We had Peter Steele die. Very.
We caused the death, but it wasn't on our show.
Right, but what about Seth Putnam?
Yeah.
He was on the show.
We
and
heard
then
like
died.
A process. Like
He died a little bit. That
yeah,
day.
Yeah.
But no, in fairness, if you talked to him at any point for 20 minutes of his life, you witnessed him dying.
Yeah,
right.
Pretty much.
He really wasn't talking. It was just a death rattle. We were listening.
So you're in a coma?
Yeah.
Kind of. I guess.
What
medically.
Was that all about? That was your question, right? You were in a coma. What was that all about?
Who are these people who go into comas? I mean, really, what is the deal?
That's the kind of hard-hitting journalism you come to expect for the Metal Injection Livecast.
That's right, because everyone else doesn't say shit. And,
Seth Putnam.
I have to carry the interviews.
Do you like music?
No follow-up.
Yeah, you carry the interviews, but you carry it like it's a dirty diaper. You're like very far away from
it
you.
It is a dirty diaper.
Well, in
Seth
that case,
especially
if
Seth Putnam.
Yeah.
Oof.
Let's speak ill of the dead.
One thing I wanted to talk about on the episode this week was Glenn Danzig.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the news this weekend. One thing I love about doing the live cast on Sundays now, is that if something breaks on like a Friday or a Saturday, we can immediately get on it and parody it.
Right.
So Danzig played a festival in Austin, Texas called Fun 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 Fest. And what we were initially hearing from people that were there was that his set got cut short.
And his shit, too.
His shit got cut set. And got cut into like... two Misfit songs. So basically what he promised to do was a full Danzig set, a full Misfit set, and a full Sam Hain set.
But what's Fun 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 Fest?
It's a festival in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Like what kind of music?
Mostly punk, right? Punk hardcore.
I think it's just like a general festival because there was metal too. Slayer played. And
okay.
There was, you know, indie stuff too. So it was just like trying to get like rock.
Bang It. He was there as well.
Who?
That guy was saying, smang it.
Did he fuzzy?
I want to smash it and bang it.
Really?
He was there.
Wow. Yikes.
There you go.
It's actually
also
named...
known as the Black Frank. Have you seen the video?
That's all. That's right. Oh, my God. That's
with
right.
The hair.
I just remembered.
Are you going to take that, Frank?
No, it's a compliment. That guy can move.
He looked like Frank, a little like the Black Frank.
Really just because of the hair.
And glasses.
And glasses.
Yeah,
oh.
Glasses.
And his voice.
And dance moves.
Oh, the dance moves.
You see my dance moves?
He smashes and bangs
it. He smanged it. Frank smangs it all the time.
All right, we're going. Fun.
Okay. So, so then since there was all this negative attention towards the festival. Like, everyone started blaming the fest. Like, what the fuck? We wanted to see Danzig. The promoter of the fest decided to speak out on the Facebook page of the fest. And, Darren, if you could help me reenact some of these claims that he makes against Danzig, right, maybe we could further decide who is in the right. Okay, so he starts by going, "Hi, I booked the fest. Those that are hating could not be more wrong. Yes, someone has your money and ripped you off. His name is Glenn. Stop by his house in L.A. with some kitty litter and trade it in for your refund. But we still had to pay him, and he didn't deserve it after what he pulled. Here's how it went down." All right. It starts out with, "Glenn flies in the morning and says he has a cold and doesn't...
have a cold! Yeah!
He says he doesn't want to play the show. He demands French onion soup and itamins brought to his hotel room.
I need Theraflu.
He's just like me.
French onion soup.
And he wants it in a crock. He doesn't want it like in a plastic container. He wants it with the melted cheese on top.
Yeah, like a cauldron.
Yes. Yeah.
Extra crouton. French onion.
None of that Lipton bullshit.
No Lipton.
Glenn says it's freezing in Austin and he can't go on. Says it's going to be 28 degrees tonight and he won't perform. Keep in mind, it's currently 71 and sunny, and the night forecast is maybe 50 plus.
But there's a cold front moving in.
And you got to remember, he needs to perform in that mesh tank top.
Exactly. Right.
He's cutting glass! Yes!
He's got a lot of surface area of flesh that's showing.
Yeah.
He says we have to move the festival inside if we want him to play. Obviously, that's not possible. So then they rent stage heaters. No other bands, Public Enemy, Passion Pit, need heaters or want them.
Ah, Thin Blood.
So not only that, but they bring in an on-site doctor to make him happy if there's a cold and it doesn't go away. How does Glenn even request an on-site doctor?
Aye, aye, aye.
Like, what?
I need an on-site doctor now.
Glenn's band and crew arrive before him. Everything works. They get up the Danzig banner. Everyone's happy. Glenn arrives at 7:45, half an hour before showtime.
That doesn't sound too bad.
And they go on at 8:15, have exactly 90 minutes. Park curfew is 10 p.m. sharp. When he arrives, he says he's not going to play. He says he doesn't like how the banners are hung on stage. He doesn't like the lighting, and he doesn't like the stage.
This color's all wrong. Yeah.
All of this was cleared in advance with email. Band and crew loaded in. Everyone was happy with it. He wouldn't leave his trailer and to go to look at the stage. So the lighting company had to draw up specs for him to look at from his trailer, which was 50 feet away from the stage. He couldn't be bothered to look at the new lighting setup. In the meantime, Glenn's bodyguard starts pushing around Murder City Devils, tells them that they can't have their friends watch from the stage, and they want the band to cut their set. Then he kicks off the band and the staff.
Murder City who?
Also,
I'm bigger than Slayer.
More true than funny.
Alas.
Also, Danzig says he is just as big as Slayer.
Just as big as... I'm bigger than Slayer. That's a misquote.
In weight.
As Slayer
I don't know about in popularity.
And Slayer is playing the big stage on Sunday, and it's bullshit, and he wants to play the same stage Slayer is playing.
Let's see Tom Araya move some bricks. I don't think so.
So he says if they don't move to the Slayer stage, he's not playing. It's now 8:15, and it's time for Danzig to go on. The band is ready. Corpse makeup's done. Guitars are tuned. Glenn says he's not playing, and it's too cold outside. He said big stages should have windscreens so wind can't blow on him from the side. The stage manager then goes and tarps the entire side of the stage so no wind will hit him.
How long is this all taking? That the crowd's standing there waiting for the lights to be checked out, tarps
fuck
to go up?
Well, he got there at 7:45, and now it's 8:15.
So music playing on that stage? Well,
yes, it's been half an hour. Okay. It's been half an
hour. Fans, schmans, I need my windscreen.
It's really fast to be checking lights and putting up tarps, though.
So 8:15, that's when that last part. Now it's 8:40. We explain that it's cutting into the set, and he's going to have to cut the 90-minute set. if he doesn't play soon because park curfew is 10. He says he doesn't feel like playing. And he says, quote, I got a death bug. If I go on stage and get sick, I'll die. I'm not getting sicker for this show.
He's getting into Axl Rose territory.
And then he goes, note, he totally looks and seems fine. No coughing, no paleness, no vomiting, just some balding in a gut from what I can tell.
It's a glandular problem, man.
We get there.
We
get the doctor, and he says he can do a B12 shot or anything he needs if he feels bad.
His personal doctor says he can do a B12 shot.
Danzig says he only treats illness naturally, so he won't do that.
He's a Christian scientist?
He's really crazy. He's nuts about like all that stuff.
But then why the fuck did he want a doctor there in the first place if he wasn't going to...
Danzig, why did you want a doctor there in the first place?
Where is my surgical mouse? Yeah.
Okay, so we finally get him to agree to play, and I've already informed his crew that it's only a 60-minute set. It's 9 p.m. at this point, and they start cutting some songs from the set list so they could still do Misfits, but obviously they didn't cut enough. They went on almost an hour late due to the biggest rock star moment we've ever dealt with, and then he tries to start a riot, and he blames the fest, the city, the cops, and everyone but himself. He goes backstage, and he tries to fight a few people and get in the van and leave.
I'm out of here!
Good thing he's still in a van.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably because he requested bricks, and they didn't understand why, so they didn't bring the bricks. And he was just so angry.
Van, where's my private unicorn? Yeah.
Well, I think the van was just to get him to the hotel.
Fuck that.
Or to the airport. Because remember he was saying that he flies in for every show?
Oh, that's right.
I fly. No plane.
Yeah.
I flap my own.
Oh, he doesn't need a plane. He's just dancing as the power of flight.
Yeah. Lots of bacteria on this stage. Where's my windscreen? Yeah!
Can we Purell the stage?
They aired.
What was that, Johnny Cash?
That was
airdrop Purell all over the stage. Like Nickelodeon goop. That was better.
So that was the great Danzig story of 2011.
He is really. I mean, what goes through his head, though? Like, doesn't he think that's going to be perceived? Like, does he care? Was he doing
obviously
it on purpose,
doesn't.
Like maybe to have that reputation for some reason?
He's still getting paid. So.
I don't know. Man.
Well, if he didn't perform, would he have still gotten paid? How does that work?
They said he got paid his full price, even though he went on an hour late.
Yeah.
But if he didn't go on at all, like he said, he showed up, said he
if
didn't.
If he didn't
like
go
playing.
On at all, he probably would not have gotten
paid.
Yeah,
I think he also gets fined in their contract, too, if he doesn't go on.
Okay.
So if he goes on at least plays a couple songs, then he's entitled to get paid.
See, if I was the promoter, I'd have been like, oh, you don't feel like playing? All right.
Yeah,
see,
well, that's
yeah, but the promoter doesn't want that. The promoter wants him to play, so people are like,
yeah.
"I'd rather." But if I'm the promoter, then I go out and I'm like, "All right, everybody, Glenn showed up. He looked around and he said he didn't feel like playing for you guys." So
that never turns out well.
Then the fans will be like, "All right, well, we want refunds."
But aren't the fans saying that anyway? Isn't that why he had to post this thing on Facebook? Because the fans were saying that.
No, the negative reaction was towards the fest, because Danzig was blaming the fest.
Exactly.
So he was defending himself, but there was no mention of refunds.
One of the things you read was him saying, if you want a refund, go to Glenn's house
Right. He was just saying that.
Yeah.
No, I was assuming that would be in response to people asking him for refunds.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't officially say. Well, I'm sure some people.
And also, don't all these tickets always say lineup subject to change?
Yeah.
So you're not going
to
give him a refund?
No, he doesn't have to give them a refund legally, you know, he's just being.
Was he always like that? You know, like an old
Danzig? Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's always an asshole. Yeah.
There's tons of Danzig asshole stories.
Yeah.
Maybe he heard about Dimebag Darrell getting shot and now just doesn't ever want to go on a stage again.
Are those windscreens bulletproof?
He just heard about Dimebag Darrell.
No, I'm saying maybe he's been an asshole since 2004 or whatever.
Oh, since Dime died?
Yeah.
I think I'm fairly certain he's been an asshole the whole time.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think in the Misfits days, weren't all them assholes? Yeah. They were just like, just jump in the crowd and fight people anyway. Yeah. So I think now that he's on his own, it's just a spotlight on him of being an asshole.
Because now he's like a sort of washed up asshole, but right. he doesn't want to admit it. Mm-hmm. So he's got that whole thing on top of just being an asshole.
Right.
Because back in the Misfits days, in like early Danzig, he was allowed to be an asshole because he was the shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the shit anymore.
Yeah, but they were like Jersey football player tough guys. Yeah. Were just, you know.
Even though mom made them brownies during band practice back in the day.
That's true. And,
well, would you turn that down if you were a football player? No.
I suppose.
But was Doyle there? Was he part of this dance?
Yeah, he's always a part of it. Doyle's like pretty much in Danzig at this point. And always gets like his band on the bill.
Didn't Misfits play the exact same night as Danzig out here at BB Kings?
They played Starland Ballroom.
Where was Danzig?
Austin, Texas.
No, he means here in New York.
Hammerstein.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was also the same night that we had the big snowstorm here.
Yeah, exactly. That I traversed through for a Misfits cover band.
I saw Jeff Mangum that night, no complaints.
It's probably better than any one of those.
It was Ben Smith. Ben Smith from Brotlow.
Oh, nice.
And it was actually incredible. The entire place was going crazy. Probably better than Danzig and Misfits, but...
I don't know when we saw Danzig do Misfit stuff.
It was awesome. I had the time of my life.
We were drunk out of our minds.
Was he mobile or just like standing on the monitor kind of?
Yeah,
like,
no.
It was a couple years ago. Yeah. It was like when they first did it. So.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was really good.
I got punched in the face and my glasses broke in three pieces.
That was awesome.
Sorry about that, Frank. I was really upset. They didn't play the song I wanted to hear.
Your hair kept getting in my mouth.
I wanted to hear stuff off of the fucking American Psycho album.
Yeah.
Where's Michael Graves?
My favorite. He was doing solo shows at Europa.
Yeah.
My favorite thing was when he was like, you might have heard this next one, because a band named themselves after this one, but we did it first.
Oh.
This is Hatebreeder. It's like, wow, dude. All right.
A little angst over there.
Yeah.
Especially considering that 100% of the Misfits titles were named after movies. So.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. There's probably about 20,000 other bands that are named after Misfits songs and lyrics.
Yep.
Like who?
20
Eyes?
The Reason? 20 Eyes, yeah. Good one.
A band called 20 Eyes?
Yeah.
No?
Well, I just...
Lou Reed.
There is? Oh, I just picked a random Misfits song.
How about Lou Reed?
Lou Reed. Yeah.
That was a weird song.
Lou Reed. No, that was actually a lyric in We Bite.
He does bite.
And speaking of Lou Reed, Lou Reed and Metallica. Lou Reed and Metallica announced this week that Darren Aronofsky is going to be directing a music video for their
Abomination.
Yeah.
Of an album.
Which is the single?
Ice Honey, the one song that we called out is like the only actual song on the album.
Oh, not The View?
Surprisingly not The View.
I wanted to see the visual representation of I Am The Table. I want to see how that came out. Like animatronic James Hetfield at a table, like walking around.
It's just a table with a goatee.
Yeah.
And like acne scars on his face.
It should show Lou Reed with his cane like banging on a table, and it makes pock marks, and then it morphs into James Hetfield.
Awesome. And there's like a leather cuff around one leg of the table. You know?
Yeah, they just show, like they pull back and they're in a nursing home, and you just see Lou Reed. Oh, get away. Boom, boom, boom. He's like, hey, I am the table. Leave me alone. Throw it away.
Do you think maybe Darren Aronofsky did it because he's like, look, I'm so talented, maybe I could even take this turd and make something good out of it.
You mean to prove something, you're saying?
To prove something, yeah.
Wow, that's...
Maybe he's only taking like 15-second snippets of each song.
Yeah.
You never know.
Have you heard the 15-second snippets? They're still pretty fucking bad. You can pick up the
maybe
shit from
like
it.
A scene where there's a radio playing in the background. And that's
just on the radio?
Maybe they took like 90... Or maybe they took 15 one-second snippets and combined it and you obscured how bad it was.
Or maybe he just mashed up the silence between tracks and looped it. 50 minutes.
Yeah, it's like and John just, Cage.
And then just, it's like Black Swan footage or something that he already did.
That'd be great. That I would see. They're going to be releasing this in theaters, by the
way.
Oh, God. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know.
That would be terrible.
The video I'm picturing would be like in an IKEA, and James Hetfield has become a table, and the rest of the band is like looking through the IKEA to find which table is James Hetfield.
And then trying to put it together for like hours.
Yes.
And then still having people.
What is a flurg? Yeah. I don't know what a flurg is.
Jorgen.
They think it's done, but then they notice there's another leg missing, and they're like,
It's like 4 minutes of Robert Trujillo looking at instructions in Swedish.
There's no screws, it's just wood.
No. Then Lars comes over and he flips the page of instructions over, and then Trujillo's like, oh.
I was going to say Lars is the one that decides to call in like a repairman to do it for them.
Yeah, they just take the instructions and they.
I just wanted to end with one part where it's like, da 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 da, and everyone just freezes and smiles, and then the credits just roll in front of them.
Oh, like a sitcom?
Yeah, just like a big high five, midair slap. You know,
except Lou Reed does not smile.
No. He's
just... Lulu and Company. Which is the song they're going to
do? Iced Honey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it still sucks, but I think it's like in song form, at least. Not just fucking an old senile man fucking ranting over a beat. Over a bad Metallica thrown away demo.
He sings on that one?
It's like him trying to sing, put it that way.
We played it.
Yeah.
Can you play it again?
We all wiped it from our memory, though.
Yeah, I actually
saw it. It's like some James singing that sounds sort of like a song.
One,
also.
Two, three.
Oh, one, two, five. He's counting his meds that he has to take.
A little plastic each day.
Arthritis. Rheumatism.
Where James is in the background going,
Earth Honey.
We just have to get to the hook. Well, can we make it to the
hook? Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Earth Honey. I bet it's not even going to be anything conceptual. It'll just be them playing. Yeah, they just hired Darren Aronofsky to do a performance video.
How are they going to get Lou Reed to stand up for like 90 seconds?
They'll do CG.
They're going to tape him to a stick.
They'll get a guy to stand there, green screen his face, then just shoot Lou Reed's face sitting down, superimpose it on the stand-in.
Like a Benjamin Button thing, or
like
a Captain America.
Superimpose the stairs. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe they're going to do a Silence of the Lambs thing and put them in a hand truck.
Just wheeling it.
That'll keep them from wandering off, right? They should take that video of him pulling the skin off of his face. Remember that video from the 90s or whatever? That would be good. Then put that on top of some person. They don't even have to use Lou Reed at all.
You just sit off on the side eating Werther's or some other old man's shit.
He's going to have James Hetfield on his knee.
Who would win in a crankiness competition between Lou Reed and Glenn Danzig?
That's a good
one.
And
Dave Mustaine.
And Andy Rooney.
Richard Lewis.
I think it's Glenn Danzig. I don't know. Danzig's the crankiest.
But it's so weird, though, because when we met him, he was the nicest guy ever. Like
maybe
like,
he was on ecstasy.
Maybe. It was really weird because I had my... You know, I had my guard up. I was ready. But he was just so nice. All he did was kept calling me the son of the Big Show.
Yeah, because you look like the Big Show.
Yeah.
Very polite, very down to earth.
I was on ecstasy.
We talked about Ric Flair.
Everything feels so
I'm sure everybody has their bad days.
Yeah.
But also, wasn't that like when his album had just come out?
Yeah.
So he had high hopes. He thought it was going to do really well. It was going to be his big comeback.
He doesn't care. It doesn't matter. There's no comeback. He's set.
But I mean, you know what I mean.
He doesn't do music for sales. He does it because he wants to do an album.
Yeah, he's bored.
It doesn't matter to him. Like, someone will
really
always put out... He doesn't... There's no cost for him. He has a studio in his house.
But you don't think he wants it to do well and sell better than whatever...
I don't think... I think he really doesn't care.
He probably doesn't even look at numbers at this point.
Oh, come on. I think he does.
Who?
Danzig.
I think he just doesn't want to think it sucks. As long as he's happy...
Yeah, he doesn't care. He produces it. He makes it himself.
Fair enough.
Oh, really?
It's in a studio. There's no budget. There's no overhead, really.
What happened, Sean?
Somebody farted.
I did not fart.
No.
Let's be mature here, Sean.
I always.
It was.
Oh,
it was.
I smell it.
It was Lou Reed.
Yeah.
Yeah. This track is so bad that an odor comes out of
it. Yeah, it's your headphones this now.
Trash it. Someone who actively despises
you. All right, we
Bruno
have.
Shouldn't
All right, let's take a caller.
I love that. Just fucking random read ramblings.
732, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
Liam. I called him before.
Oh, what's up, Liam?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling in. No, what's up? Why are you calling in?
Because I had seen that my friend on Facebook had said he downloaded the Human Centipede 2, and I wondered if you guys got it yet.
Oh, it's leaked. No,
Darren.
I didn't.
Yeah, it got leaked.
No,
I haven't downloaded it, but
it's after Piss Mops in my queue.
The Axel Rosenberg actually went and saw it in the theater.
Really? What theater?
Oh, did he?
The IFC.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because it's an IFC release.
Oh, wow.
And he was saying, first of all, he was saying it was a great movie to watch with people.
It was a tour de force.
Because it's an interactive movie. But he was saying that whereas the first...
it's interactive.
Like, everyone would just cheer along and stuff.
Oh.
I thought it was like, choose your own centipede.
Yeah,
adventure.
It was like, just stop.
No, it's like the Rocky Horror Picture Show, basically.
Should he sew her mouth to the anus?
But he said where... Okay, you're going to have to lower your speakers or something. Whereas the first one was very suggestive, this one is not suggestive at all.
Is there poop shown on the...
I didn't ask.
That's the interactive part. You just
you get shat on.
See, you didn't follow up.
Yeah, no
follow. Wait, but this plot transcends the original movie. It's about the guy that watched the original movie.
Yeah, it's about a guy who watched the original movie.
It's in our world, having seen the movie.
Yeah,
I hope the third one is a guy watching that movie that movie.
But he also goes and kidnaps the actress from the movie. Like Nightmare on Elm Street, made the real one, whatever.
New Nightmare. Or
something. Yeah. So he tortures her because she was in the movie.
Oh, well, someone spoiled the ending for me.
No,
don't
come
do
on.
It. Come on.
I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Come on,
but
I want to know.
It's kind of obvious. It's kind of obvious.
Well,
amazing.
No, tell him on the music break.
Someone makes a human centipede out of people.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
Okay.
Well, Liam, hopefully you can watch it and you can give us a call and you can tell us how it is, if it's worth it.
I will let you guys know.
Well, can we call Axel right now and get a live review?
He liked it.
I would love that.
I want specifics. Like, we had questions.
Yeah, we can call him.
He's got answers.
All right.
Yeah.
Liam, would you like to stay on the line? Talk to Axel?
I would stay on the line.
Okay.
Hang up on him.
We had a good...
Snatch it away from you.
No, we're not really hanging out. That was a joke. Someone made a good point in the chat earlier about Dave Mustaine, which is that Megadeth's new album may outsell Metallica's new album.
It's projected to definitely outsell. It's projected to sell 45, whereas Lulu's projected.
That's huge.
15. We'll talk about that in a minute. Right now, let's get back to the centipede. I bet Axel's not.
I hope he's jerking off or something.
Hey, guys.
Just call him again and again.
What's up? I want to hear his...
Hey, it's Matt. Leave me a message.
Oh!
It's all right.
At the tone, please record your message.
Alter ego has been exposed.
Yeah.
Just
put that in.
Oh, why?
Someone said Matt on the air last weekend.
Yeah, it was me. No, they...
He gave away his real name.
Okay.
So he's not available right now. He's probably relaxing.
Well, we'll try him again.
You're just gonna
leave a message this time.
Yeah, we'll leave a message. It's probably like, who is this calling me?
I did it.
No,
we'll probably
think
it's
urgent. Message. You do the message.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he likes you or something.
That's not his real name, right? Someone put that in the chat.
No.
Hey, it's Matt. Leave me a message.
Even if it wasn't.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Maxwell, it's Rob from Metal Injection. just calling because somebody called in about the Human Centipede 2, and we wanted to ask you about it since you saw it.
Is there poop in the movie?
Like on camera?
Is it implied poop or is it real poop?
What color is the poop? Is it white?
It's a black and white movie.
The first one had implied poop.
Yeah. Also. Eating of the poop.
How long does the voicemail go? Because, like, can we just leave his voicemail on for the rest of the show? Yeah. And you can just have the entire episode on his voicemail? We should do Let's Do That.
But just in case it cuts off, I'm going to play this.
But more but more importantly, we really do want to know if there's poop.
Yes.
Yeah, please call us. Liam, do you have any questions for Maxwell Rosenberg?
No, I thought the human centipede was really the only one.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Anybody else has any questions?
Anyone wants to call in and leave a question for Axel Rosenberg? We're on his voicemail right now.
Let us know if there's poop.
I don't know why I feel bad. It's not like this is costing him anything. And he could just delete it. He has an iPhone.
I'm sure you'll find it very endearing.
His visual voicemail.
100-minute-long message. What the fuck happened?
Well, then he won't have to download the show.
It's true.
Yeah, right.
We're doing him a favor.
We are doing him a huge favor.
You can hear the awesome dancing story. Maybe we should tell it again.
No. So we were talking about, let's move on. We were talking about Megadeth, and they are definitely outselling Lulu. There was a report based on first day sales that Megadeth is projected to do 45K, and Lulu is projected to do 15K.
That's huge. Isn't that like an enormous...
That's huge. That's like...
15K is not huge at all.
No, but the thing is, though, it's not an official Metallica record. It's not like...
Oh, way to shit on Dave Mustaine. Thanks a lot.
Well, I mean, I'm saying, though, like the reason...
You just don't want to see me happy.
I'm sure Mustaine will word it that way, but I mean, Metallica basically did no promotion, no publicity for this album. All the publicity
it was all
is
on
just,
Metal Injection.
Yeah,
I was gonna say it was just us. It was just blogs hyping it up themselves. But they didn't do anything. They didn't go on like TV. They didn't do any specials or anything. You know, right. So their promotional machine wasn't behind this. This was just like a thing that they did. This is like a side project.
Way to go, Rob. You just caused Dave Mustaine to commit suicide.
No, I think the new Megadeth record is amazing.
Yes, yeah. I agree.
I think Megadeth-y.
It's so mega. It totally sounds like Megadeth.
It's like they consciously tried to Megadeth it up.
Yeah. No, seriously. But here's the first, and I love the Dave Mustaine-isms.
Yeah.
In them.
That's exactly what I meant.
Yeah. But the best one is in Guns, Drugs, and Money. I think that's the most Dave Mustaine sounding song on this.
Yeah.
Just the lyrics, the vocals kick in almost immediately, so here it goes. No.
I like how he's out of breath already.
This riff is fucking good.
There's a lot of good riffs on this.
Yeah.
You've reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3.
Hang it up.
No.
So this track, a lot of the tracks are good. I love 13. The last track is 13. It's the title track of the album because it's the 13th album.
I get it.
And it's basically like an autobiographical song about writing 13 albums and still being here. And while the lyrical content of the song is terrible, the musical delivery is actually awesome.
Tulemon. Metallica's album wasn't a real Metallica album. So I didn't beat them.
Yeah.
I went to the well.
Yeah.
How did he sing like that?
Through his anus, I think. Did you just say he laid bricks? Stealing dancing shit, man. Hey, my room. You're a dirty whore.
13. Did I win?
Who's got their lighters in the air?
Marilyn Manson.
What?
Yeah, I can see that.
What?
No, that
sounds like a power
that
battle.
Voice, that, no, that oh. The voice singing that the hook of the chorus.
Yeah, because it's processed, you mean?
Yeah, probably.
Sean doesn't like anything processed. Not even cheese.
Sean likes hot dogs, so he likes his meat processed.
Yeah, I love processed meat.
No comment.
Wait, here comes the best part.
Please process my meat. All over my penis and face.
Yes. Alive.
This is the best part.
Really? This is the deep part. This is the deep part, man.
Do you listen to music?
Really,
Sean?
This is
the most fun metal part.
You're saying I don't listen to music?
No, I mean like other than...
Oh, other than the music that I listen to?
Got it. It's not him.
There we go. So yeah, the new Megadeth album is pretty good. We're going to be playing a track from it. Hopefully Roadrunner won't sue us because of it.
As I said to Rob earlier, I don't know if it was this week or last week, I was talking to him online, and I had found out from somewhere else that there was a new Megadeth album out. I'm like, dude, how have we not even mentioned that on the show once? We've been talking about Lulu for a month and how awful it is. And Rob, meanwhile, loves the new Megadeth, and we haven't said one word about it. It's like, what does Mustaine have to do?
Because this is a comedy show.
Yeah, there's nothing funny about it.
We do, you know, Mustaine appears on our show. You'd think he'd want to promote the new album, and it's good.
Buy it.
Nothing.
He wants to be very discreet about it.
Even when Metallica fucks up, they get more publicity.
And am I happy being number two? No.
See?
I mean, people hate me because of you.
Lou Reed.
My fault.
Yeah. Should we take a music break?
Why not?
Let's take a music break. All this Megadeth talk makes me think we should play some Megadeth. Here's a full track from the album, the second single, and definitely one of the best tracks on the album. Here is Megadeth with Whose Life Is It Anyways? We'll be right back.
This is Chuck Blandington. Phil Anselmo had the right idea. But instead of having people call me white man, you should address me as Big Bad Steel Robo Daddy from downtown Mechanical Pleasure City. Any questions? You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net.
Yeah. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. While you're listening to this music break, Darren downloaded 47.5 gigabytes of Meat Holes and Gag Factor. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
Oh,
three into the foe. Phil Anselmo and Vinnie Paul are at your door, ready to make an entrance, so back on up. And for the love of God, don't open the door for those coked up weirdos. The Metal Injection Live Cast returns now.
All right, we're here with hour number two of the Metal Injection Live Cast.
With six coked up weirdos.
And we just, to go back through the music break, we kicked it off with a little Megadeth. With
whose life is it anyway?
Wayne Brady on bass.
I like him.
Drew Carey on drum.
Whose life is it anyway? And the funny thing about that was that Sean was legitimately giving it a chance.
I tried. I
read that. And was just like, I can't.
No, the music was fine. It was just that chorus and bridge of the just goofy. It's just
but
goofy.
One thing,
yeah, nothing you listen to is goofy.
No, it's like
one thing that Darren brought up too is that the hook of that song is a total Stone Temple Pilots rip.
Yeah, play that.
Let me.
It's on my mind. I know you like what's on my mind.
Oh my God.
It's totally the same melody.
I know you want what's on my mind. I know you want, you want, you want. Yeah.
Totally that. And then after that was something that Sean was definitely getting into, a little Absu.
I thrashed it.
With Circles of the Oath. The new Absu record is phenomenal.
I want to run through your wicked guard down. Yeah.
So pick up the new Absu album. It's called Absu. The band name is ABSU. The album name is ABZU.
I like that.
Then after that was Bastard Priest. With a Pestilent Force.
As long as it's not L-U-L-U, we're good.
Are you sure it wasn't Pestilent Force with Bastard Priest?
No.
The album name is Pestilent Force.
Yeah. And Frank turned me on to Bastard Priest, and they're pretty good. And then after that was a song I picked that everybody gave me shit for. A little Perseverance.
I enjoyed you dancing across
the floor.
Tune in.
Actually,
there's a little behind the scenes.
Yeah,
the Rob
is doing his shoulder high kicking.
Almost kicked Darren in the back of the head.
Almost.
And,
I got to close my ear.
Close to like a lockstep like Nazi march.
There's a lot of overlap in that Venn diagram of fan base.
That's true.
Then like... At the moment this came on, everyone was like, why are you playing this?
I enjoyed it.
Why are you playing it? And the reason is because
I'm on record.
When I'm in the gym working my cardio, nothing gets me pumped up more than Jamie Josta yelling, Perseverance!
Are you like picking up chains on the stairmaster?
Or I will be heard in my ear.
I will be!
But that's not how it goes. No.
If that makes me a douche, I admit it. I enjoy a few Limp Bizkit songs, too.
No, come on.
While you're working out?
Yeah.
Well, you do have a red ball cap on.
A few. I'm not a Limp Bizkit fan. There's a few in spite of myself that
Can you turn your head around for us?
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, my God, Fred Durst.
I've been mistaken for Fred Durst. When I was much thinner, I was mistaken. I think I told this on the air. A very large black woman jumped on my back at Brooklyn College. Thinking I was Fred Durst. Because I had a red Mets, this and the Giants hat on. The Giants won, by the way.
Nice.
Big win, beat the Patriots. I had a red Mets hat on. Woman, this fucking, like a boulder of a human being, literally jumped on me. And I didn't know why. I thought I was getting mugged at first. And then she's like, oh my God, Limp Bizkit.
So did you tell her that you really were him?
No, are you kidding? If she was attractive, I might have. But I don't know. Is that worth it to be mistaken for Fred Durst?
Just to have said.
Depends on who you're banging.
He's such a... I don't know. We were going to do a Guilty Pleasure song. That was a couple of... One Limp Bizkit song was going to be in my... And I'm not going to reveal it.
Mosh around your computer.
Let's do that.
Yeah, so during the break, you guys were insinuating that I'm moshing on my elliptical machine.
Yes, I can just picture
you're
going
to fall off.
Just like windmilling while you're running.
No, I'm not moshing. I am just on the windmill. On the windmill. I'm on the elliptical, holding on for dear life, thinking, why am I doing this to myself? But then a breakdown kicks in, and I'm like, yeah, I'm into it. I'm angry. Life has got me down.
You go to the floor mat.
I will be hurt.
Pick up some chains.
Yeah, I'm just running in place. That's my mosh move. Running in place on the elliptical.
I've seen you do that been at concerts before, right?
Yeah.
And just running.
He also vogues while he's at it.
Oh, thank you.
Rob, don't just stand there. Let's get to it.
Strike a pose. There's nothing to it.
Oh, my God, Noah, how do you know the words?
Vogue.
Now I understand.
Oh, what?
Noah's in the vagina. She's okay.
Yeah. Why do you understand me knowing it? She's a woman.
No, because you,
Darren
you're just
used
a general
to love bedtime stories.
Pop culture savant.
I do love Madonna, too.
She's
fabulous. No, no, no. She's way better.
Oh, old school Madonna.
Yeah,
Madonna.
80s and early 90s Madonna.
When she was thrash.
She used to be in a punk band before being famous.
Mm.
I don't know how good the band was.
I'm sure it was awful.
Yeah. Something.
That's all right.
It's better than Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah.
Lady Gaga?
She was never in a
punk. It couldn't be any worse than Avril Lavigne.
That's true.
Well, yeah. Well, hey, but Avril Lavigne, I would do it. I'd hit it. She's good looking.
Very generic.
For a,
like a
for an average girl walking down the street, I'd say she's above the curve of hotness, of average hotness.
Are we talking New York City?
No,
some
I
pretty
just,
hot girls here.
Yeah, no, she's not a 10.
She's too skinny.
Means, but,
there's no.
Yeah,
like,
she's not my type.
A straight line.
I can acknowledge she's attractive without her being my type, I would say. But
she just always looks like she's 16.
Yeah,
long
well,
lost Olsen.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But not
the
like
look for Sean.
No,
I want
no.
Like,
but the long lost Olsen, if you haven't checked, is actually
oh, yeah,
incredibly,
yes.
incredibly attractive.
There's I've a seen, long lost
yeah,
Olsen.
She's naked
yeah.
in some movie now, and she's actually got a body.
And she's getting Oscar buzz about that.
Huh? Wait, what does that mean? The long lost.
There's a third Olsen, but she's not a twin.
In the spotlight, yeah. She's like a younger sister.
But she's actually good looking.
Didn't
she's
Avril
got big cans?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Did the other ones have big cans?
No.
Just had that out.
Like Anna.
No. Oh, one thing I wanted to bring up on the air is that Sid,
just one?
One thing, yeah.
Right, well, that's
his
do you have something
thing,
to bring
right?
up?
That's his catchphrase.
Jeez.
Let him run with it.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Thank you,
I just
Apple.
Wanted to make sure so,
so
you're accurate.
Another thing I wanted to bring
there
up.
There we go.
Is that Sid's bachelor party is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
In a few weeks.
You know, I don't like that I wasn't invited to Sid's bachelor
boys
party.
Where the hell's your cock, Noah?
Yeah.
Where your penis?
I can wear one.
Yeah. She can go
that's
buy
all
one. Yeah, she can buy one around.
Can we bring Noah?
I'm on the record for saying I don't object to Noah coming, but it's Sid's party, so he gets the final
not
say.
Not fair.
Why
he's so left
that?
Out.
Well, because it's guys go to a bachelor party.
But she's like...
So what are you going to do that I can't, like... be around for
well no here's
know.
The thing if you come then we'll have no one to tell the story to the next day on the live
also
cast.
True.
I will have you know that Noah's probably tipped more strippers than
no,
anybody
I'm
here.
Sure yeah.
Well I don't tip
we're cheap yeah.
We're Jewish actually Noah's Jewish you don't
yeah.
tip him either
we
do
throw nickels
I
in
do
the cleavage
tip them. I like them
I just stand in the back and like just stare like
yeah that's usually what I do as well
he swipes her Stop and Shop card in their crack
yeah.
trying to get a discount
bargain hunter
$1 off a hand job.
I have coupons when I go to the strip club.
You're a yid.
I have a coupon book. Whole book.
A whole book of the stripper coupons?
Yeah.
Hmm. So for Sid's bachelor party, you decided to go to Atlantic City.
I approve.
And we're all going to go for a night and get drunk. And
I'm going to buy Sid a beach.
I said, please don't.
A beer?
Yeah. Why?
Buy you AIDS.
What,
yeah,
rather...
exactly.
Well, you
put a condom on. Doesn't have to be a chick.
It can be herp.
Yeah, herp comes in all genders, man.
Okay.
He didn't
you
say
a
whore.
But there's an interesting dilemma here because we're a bunch. There's seven of us.
Yes.
Sid, Lonnie, and Anthony, who was also on the show once.
He what did he say? His name was Billy, I think,
yeah.
maybe.
You guys are splitting a room. Then there's me, Darren, Sean, and then Barry, who is also here. And we have to split rooms amongst ourselves. Now,
two rooms.
Now, being as in demand as I am, both Sean and Darren asked me to split the room with them.
Yeah.
But there's
I
nothing nefarious about that. I just
well,
asked you.
No, it's obviously because I'm the most awesome of the other
I said
options.
What we should do is get a four-person suite and spend a little more and get a night. And it'll probably come out to just about the same between four people anyway.
Or I can just come and split it.
I don't see how that
helps
the problem.
Help them out.
What?
No, if we get a suite.
It would
oh,
be like,
yeah, yeah. Actually.
It'd be like $300 for a Saturday night for a suite.
And if you add a fifth person there.
What do you guys need a room for anyway? Just keep on partying.
Yeah.
Just
to dump
our shit.
Well, you know,
right.
Rob,
if we want to crash for a few hours.
Yeah. Rob's going to be in bed by 11:30.
Smoking weed. Episode of Matlock.
I've seen them all.
Hawaii Five-0.
There's a cops marathon on, guys.
But, it's the Matlock where he's arrested and he has to defend himself.
Did that happen?
Did
yeah.
that really happen?
That did.
I watched almost every episode. Of
there was one where he was like accused of something. Actually, it wasn't him that defended himself. It was the prosecutor who defended him because they had a thing for each other.
What was that guy's name?
No.
I called Matlock gay.
This is the Matlock, dude. I did used to watch this like every day when I was like 8 because it was the only thing on at 2 in the
you
afternoon.
You watched The Commish? That was right after?
The Commish? No,
that's
I never
the dude from The Shield.
Yeah, no, I never watched
it. When was that right after Matlock?
I remember it just like
in Israel?
After school.
Yeah,
in Israel.
No, Israel, they got it after I left.
Oh.
I like The Commish, though. It was a good show.
Never watched it.
They got it after The Price is Right in Israel.
Do you remember Sledgehammer?
Oh, yeah.
That was good, too.
That guy is on Bored to Death now.
Oh, really?
Nice. Yes. David Rash.
Oh.
That sounds bad.
Yes.
There
I had a David
for
Rash for a while. Stop hanging out with David after that.
Yeah, another David Rash when we go to Atlantic City.
Oh, God.
Hey-o.
No, so, yeah. Really, I'm totally going to
what would you do can't. If you came back to the room and Sean hired a guy to give you a blowjob?
I would leave
a
that
beach.
Room. I'm not sharing the room with Sean anyway.
Break
so.
Your knees.
What if Lonnie and Anthony prevent you from leaving the room? They're on the other end.
And the
no,
guy gives you a
they'd
lap
have
dance.
My back. They'd have my
does
back.
Does your fiance
yeah,
listen
gonna have
to
your
this
back.
Show?
Sometimes. Hopefully not right now.
Well, you're not agreeing to anything.
Well, that's also true.
What if when she has her bachelorette party, someone gets her a beach?
Yeah.
Sure. By yeah. all means, have a great time.
Well, a lot of those parties for the women, they go to a male strip club.
I don't think
they suck off the guy.
I don't know about
don't
sucking
think,
off, but there's packages rubbed into.
I'm actually fairly certain that they're going to like a drag club or something like that.
That's gay.
That's to their
yeah,
still
exactly.
dicks there.
See, that's
it's
how you use it.
Spin.
Yeah.
No, but they do, Darren. They put like they hold up like a towel or like some sort of curtain, so it's not like. You know, the whole room's not watching.
Because you've been to how many
it.
Of these shows?
I'm sorry.
There's porn videos online.
Hold on, what?
At like the bachelorette party things, or like the big female parties where it's like the male strippers.
Uh-huh.
Like the male strippers go around, jamming their junk at people's faces, but then they'll hold up like a curtain or
face.
Something so the broad can just like blow them right there. In
blow
the room,
them?
And, like, and then just get on their way.
Does it really just take like blow right there, like 1, 2 and you're done? Doesn't it take, or is it just
well,
like,
he's not
little,
coming, she's just
oh,
like,
it's just a little
like
taste of the cock.
Like, yeah.
Hakuna part of the activity.
Hakuna
right.
Maraca in the chat says that those videos are scripted, Sean. It's
well,
not,
fucking A. No, Sean knows from first-hand experience.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
I
Sean
worked
was in
there,
the crowd.
Man. I wore a wig and lipstick
one.
And
guy.
Everything.
You mopped up the floor afterwards. You handed out towels.
That's a Swiffer.
That happened at the golf resort, were you?
Yeah, where I was an assistant chef.
Yeah,
that's right.
Read that comment, Sid. Look at that.
If someone tries that on Sid's fiance, Sid's going to have to regulate.
Yeah, like true. Warren G.
Well, not like Meat Dog, hopefully, because
yeah, he's gone.
He's dead. Why are you pointing at
that
me?
Was a perfect moment for
the
a murder.
M.
Oh,
come
mm-hmm.
on
now.
Nice job.
Not a mechanical monkey.
I know, that's why I was trying to like...
So what are we doing besides strip club? What are we doing now?
It's going to be a fancy
Sid's
meal.
Sid's getting a beach.
A fancy meal strip club and then...
Actually suggested
wait, what?
The meal.
Did you say
place.
A fancy male strip club?
Fancy meal.
All over my
face. Some
that's
of us, that's why
I guess that's,
that's
all
what
the
I
dogs
want to
have like little bow ties on.
It's a tuxedo affair. You got to wear a tuxedo.
It's like the sack is painted white with like black dots, like buttons going.
Tons of gay sex.
Oh,
that's
Flamp,
classy.
Flampot in the chat has a very good question. Is Lottie gonna jack it next to Sid again?
It's possible.
That's why you're sharing a room.
It's possible. I don't know. I hope not, but.
Hey, it's
the
one
of
you has to do it.
Lottie. He pretty much has to do it so that when he comes on the show, I could be like, the 2 times.
He's going to come on the show,
jack
too?
Off, jack.
Wait, didn't you do something back at him?
Sound like
no,
Michael
no,
Buffer.
No, it was the other way around.
Yeah, no,
I
know he
wet
did it to
dream.
You, but then, wait.
I had the wet dream the first night.
Oh.
And then as revenge, he jerked off the
that's
bed next
to me.
That
was your turn,
because
then.
What?
We're revisiting this.
I mean, you just, first of all, that would have never have affected him except that you mentioned it.
Yeah.
So why would he be offended by that?
I don't know.
The cum didn't go
through
your pants.
I think he was turned on by
that. I think he was just looking for any excuse to jerk off next to me. And
right.
It was like his
door. That's what
and
I'm doing.
Why not go to the bathroom and shut the door? Like, what was the...
For him?
Yeah.
Because he wanted like, tit for tat.
That's not vengeance.
He wanted
I
tit
agree.
For tat. He should have gone out of the room.
That's right.
Yeah. Why? Now, did you ever see actual evidence of him doing this? Or he told you he did?
He told me.
So he probably was busting your balls. He didn't actually
Wouldn't he by now have admitted that? It
yeah.
makes him look bad.
Like, he's not looking at
his
phone.
He doesn't want to appear to be
Where
a liar.
Where did he finish?
He said he went in the bathroom to finish.
See, that's what I don't know.
Oh, so
that's
he was
not
walking
gay.
Oh,
I think that's what he said.
Jerking off on a bed next to him.
In the Bible.
Gay. Unless he
was.
Unless
yeah.
finished.
Was he like
Scrooge.
Looking at you under the blanket?
I what? Hope not. I was dressed. I wasn't. I don't
okay.
sleep nude.
That might be my favorite.
So
story
now it's your
show.
Turn. Your turn when you guys stay in the hotel together.
I don't
have to like
jerk off in
jerk
a dirty Atlantic City hotel bed.
Something.
Who says it's going to be dirty?
It's Atlantic City.
Yeah.
Check the bedbug registry.
Yeah.
The casino hotels are okay.
I suppose.
But we're staying at like a Days Inn.
Don't
it's well, it's not Days Inn, but don't say a word.
I just did.
Come. Oh, you did?
Yeah. If they come, let them come.
Yeah.
They'll join Lonnie.
I'll be
Caesar. Yeah, so Darren, are you going to be hanging out with us, or are you just going to be at the table?
Of course I'm going to hang out. I'm
While
go...
at the table?
No,
guys,
I'm
at the table. Come hang out.
I'm just assuming at
come
some
stand
point
by me.
At the strip club, we're all going to look around and be like, where's Darren? And he's going to be like at Bally's.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh,
he's
no.
going to be with the stripper at
First
the poker
of all, no.
table.
I would be at Showboat, not
Darren. Okay, fair enough.
But, no, I'm going
to
hang out with
you.
You
need Rob to blow on the dice.
If everyone goes to sleep and I'm still up, I will go down and play.
Rob's my lady luck.
Rob, are you going to bring a red dress to wear for Darren?
What?
Well, he's going to be your
Rob,
lady
I'm
going to
wear the dress.
I'm going to wear my silver
oh.
jacket that I,
oh.
yes. that I haven't brought out since the Golden Gods.
So what are you
going to
wear? Are you going to wear like a velour suit?
you need to get one of your dad's Fila jumpsuits or something. Your dad has to have
no,
a jumpsuit.
No, he does not.
Come
my
on.
My dad wears sweatpants.
What kind of Russian
it.
Is he?
He walks around the house in sweatpants.
Fila? Fila suit?
No, it's just like generic like
slippers.
Dollar store sweatpants.
Oh. Since when is Fila not generic?
It has a name.
It's a high-quality brand for Russians.
Right.
Yeah. It's not generic.
What about like those like pink velour jumpsuits that like J-Lo wears?
Yeah, with like, a crown on it.
For me or for my dad?
Wait, does your mom have any you should borrow?
No.
You guys are sort of the same shape.
Rob, that was out of line.
Hey,
that's really
fucking mean.
Who am I insulting?
Yeah, I don't know.
What if Sid has a very feminine...
That's
here.
Fucking mean, man.
Oh, I'm
she did nothing
Wait,
to you.
You aren't exactly Brad Pitt over here to be dishing it out.
Wow. Sid, sorry that I took it too far with you.
Yeah, man. Enough of that. Take it easy on Sid.
Yeah.
If anyone doesn't deserve having taken out on,
I know, right?
Confused
I've never talked to him like
you've
that again.
You've never said anything mean about me or insinuated anything about my ethnicity. Nothing at all. I'm so sorry.
He's more sensitive than you.
Yeah, he's like our Corky from Life Goes On. You just gotta just
wait. What?
You just gotta let him say what he wants.
Sorry, Sid, that you're Corky. I'm really sorry about that.
You can be anything you want to be, man.
I promise.
Yeah,
of course.
Shlomo's
been
a little quiet lately. We haven't. It's Sunday too. There's no holidays.
No.
It's not a Yid, it's something. They were walking around like, there's like mass hordes of them on the way here.
That's just because they live here.
No, but more than usual. I mean, it was like a whole, it looked like some ceremonial bullshit. I don't know.
It's a sale.
Of course.
They're having an Occupy Avenue J.
Occupy Cat.
The price of falafel is too high. They're not leaving. All right, that's all I got.
So what's one thing you want to talk about, Rob?
Well, if we can go back to the gym for a moment. While listening to the Hatebreed, while moshing on the elliptical, there's always a TV shoved in my face. And usually it's just, you know, ESPN, and I'm watching SportsCenter or whatever, and I literally need anything possible just to distract me from the fact that I'm just walking in place and how torturous it is.
Right.
But this time, it was Law & Order Special Victims Unit. And honestly, I don't really watch that show at all. But
I like the SVU.
It is the most captivating show.
It's sexual.
Ever. Because, you know, you don't... It's not episodic. You don't have to... it's not serialized, I mean. You don't have to have seen the last episode to know what's going on. It's all right. Self-contained. And you just get so involved in it. Like, I was so involved in it that my workout was over, but I didn't want to stop watching. I wanted to keep going.
But did they have this closed captions?
Yeah. It's all through closed captions. That's the other thing. It's so easy to follow because the show is written for, like, 90-year-old grandmothers. So there's no intricate dialogue. It's very slow. So the episode was so absurd. It was the chick from Sex and the City, Miranda. She comes in. Well, it's your favorite movie. I know if anybody. Why do I hear Shlomo chewing in the background?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Shlomi?
I am okay.
Do you watch Law & Order Special Victims Unit?
Nope.
Well, I thought it was sexual victims.
Sexual.
Every single show is about like someone getting like a fucking bow jammed in their vagina.
I wasn't.
What if it was Shlomo Victims Unit? And every episode was your Shlomo getting
it's
abused.
Just
we're victims of Shlomo? Is that what the implication?
So what's up, Shlomo? Where have you been the last few weeks?
Doing other stuff.
Are you taking a bath right now?
No. Take it out of the garbage.
Oh. You're taking out the garbage?
He's in a massive underground hallway that's in his house.
It's not really my house. It's an apartment building.
Oh, an apartment building.
Apartment building, whatever.
Okay. Look at all this.
So, Shlomo, have you listened to any new bands that you're buying?
Any new bands?
Digging the Maroon 5, the new Maroon 5?
No.
Jagger?
I don't listen to any rap or hip-hop or whatever.
Shlomo's in heaven right now. What's going on?
Patrick Swayze there, Shlomo.
Hold on, he's throwing out some empty bags.
Hold
on.
What the hell is going on?
How much garbage do you have,
he's
man?
He's throwing out the last remnants of Libby Kletzky.
You're laughing.
Did you know him?
No, I did not.
We talked about this.
He knew of him. Know him.
I know of him because I read a possible article about him.
Oh. Someone did a kielbasa?
I heard kielbasa too.
I read every... article about him.
Really
having a hard time understanding you.
So Shlomo, are you in school now?
Well, currently.
Well, not right now, but you know, tomorrow. Do you have school tomorrow?
Yeah.
Aren't you a senior now?
Yep.
Are you going to go to college?
Yeah, I plan to.
What college do you plan to go to?
YU.
Because we want to know.
Why YU?
Yeshiva University.
Yeah. It has a radio station.
What's a radio station? Are you
an internet? I have an internet radio station.
Time for mayhem.
Are you gonna create a demo reel with all the stations on our show?
Are you gonna?
Shlomo in the morning.
Wait, Shlomo, are you? Oh my God, Shlomo, you on show? That's gonna be amazing.
It's only one day of the week.
That's ours. Yeah, you're competing with us. Here, let's. What would it be like? Here's an intro.
No, it's whatever. Like, if you're the kid, you say, okay, radio show, and where's it? It goes.
Introduce your show. Go. This is your show.
No, it's not me. It's for the YU people. It's me. It's me and the other guys who are being the host of the show.
Shlomo, your show sucks. You canceled.
No, just give us a bumper for
like,
show.
Be like, hey, this is Shlomo. Welcome to my show. I play music. And
I'm actually, it's more like under WYU, which is a website. It's a website also.
You're not very good.
WYU.
His whole show is going to be explaining why he's not really doing a show.
Like a less coherent version of the McLaughlin group.
Pat Buchanan.
Pat Buchanan would love Shlomo. I think they have the same politics.
Point number three, Shlomo. Thank you, Shlomo.
No, he would be the host, the moderator.
Jack your mind. I can't do a Shlomo. Shlomo.
Nobody can be me. Nobody can be me.
Radio stations. Does the YU have? College. Yeah.
What?
How many radio stations are there at YU?
Well, for the main one is W.
Ah. There was extra bass on that goodbye.
The main one.
That song actually came up on random in my iTunes.
Really?
The live version. And oh, the humor. I laughed a lot.
Did you listen to the whole thing?
Yeah, of course.
Away.
Especially the
throw it away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
A little fuel. Yeah.
Throw it away. Yeah.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's a little medley.
Nay, noo, noo, ner, ner, yeah.
All right. Let's take another quick music break.
Okay.
And then come back and close out the show. We're going to play a little Carcass right now with Carnal Forge.
On the YU radio. Shlomo.
No.
On the Shlomo radio show. Okay.
We'll be right back.
much drama in the LBC. It's kinda hard being Chuck B-L-A-N-D. You all niggas are listening to the Metal Injection live cast. You heard?
Wait, what? Chuck Landington just dropping an N-bomb?
Yeah.
You heard.
Oh, it's a little song lyric.
Oh, well, you didn't know, but Chuck Landington is actually Afro-American.
You don't know, now you know.
He's Robo-American.
That's right. You can follow Chuck on Twitter. His tweet handle is Bland Injection.
He doesn't tweet much, though.
He's a witty guy.
Yeah. He seems to lately only tweet at Frank, and Frank never replies, so I think it's discouraging him.
I think Frank. He blew his load really early, though. He went crazy with the tweets. And
I only have like a 50% respond rate.
Well,
generally. He's busy, Chuck.
Yeah. He tweets Frank's at his handle, Frank Injection. Not to be confused with my handle, Rob Injection.
Or
Noah's handle, Noah Injection. Or Sean's handle, All Over My Penis and Face.
Yeah.
Injection.
Injection.
No.
Have
one
you,
word, all lowercase.
Have you claimed Labonte Injection yet, Rob?
Well.
Say what?
You don't know the story, Darren?
No, go ahead.
Oh, earlier this week, Phil Labonte, who is the singer of All the Remains, a pretty Labonte band, if you ask me. He posted some picture of him and the singer of Black Veil Brides, and apparently some contest was having a radio station. Wait, I just said some contest was having a radio station.
Yep.
Some radio station was having a poll about who the better frontman is. So he like put.
But
he
why
put,
were they compared in the first place? Do you know?
Some radio station
they
was just looking
intern.
For content. Yeah.
Fucking
it was just some trivial thing, and then he posted it, and then he wrote something along the lines of, "Oh, this radio station is asking who's the better frontman. Look at this faggot, lol."
Oh.
Yeah. So I just wrote a post about it. Well, a bunch of sites wrote a post about it, but like in mine, I was just like, first of all, I can't believe you're making me defend Black Veil Brides, who are a terrible band. And the singer of Black Veil Brides, for people who haven't seen the photo, he just looks like...
He's got makeup and all that.
Yeah, like kind of like old Motley Crue look, kind of 80s Motley Crue.
But like more emo-y.
Right. He looks like a goth Motley Crue.
Yeah, like if Motley Crue was really into the Twilight song.
And really broad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, and then the fact that he uses lulls, that he's like 36.
Mm-hmm.
And what is he? Is he moot?
Huh?
Don't you use lulls too?
Ironically.
And
never in Facebook status updates.
Williamsburg creeping in.
Plus, I'm not 36. He's got a good 8 years on me.
He
so.
Used LOLs when it was cool back in the old days.
Yeah, back when people were still saying LOL. And just that, like, what was the point of calling him a faggot like that in public when, you know, like, you have a bunch of kids following you and all
to
that.
To prove
stuff.
How manly he is.
Yeah, like, is that really necessary? Like, we get it.
To and show that he's not a faggot.
It's just the jock frat boy mentality of...
Yeah, well, he's also a right-winger. Like, his default photo is him with, like, a shotgun.
It's because he's short, so he has to compensate.
Exactly.
Hey, watch it. He's a huge gun nut, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, mega right-wing.
Well, he's totally into, the Second Amendment and all that. And so then after
are you afraid he's going to come after you with that shotgun?
It'd be great. It'd be great because I'd have something to write about.
It'd be hits.
He'd also be dead.
On you and sight.
Yeah. So, like, then he responded because a bunch of other blogs also called him out on it. And, like, there was a bunch of negative feedback his way. And his response made no sense whatsoever because, he's like, I use the word faggot to reference a guy who dresses like Jeffree Star, who is this cross-dressing pop singer who he's friends with, and it makes the metal news and I'm a homophobe. I say I back gay rights 100%, and no one makes a peep.
I think faggots should have as much rights as anybody else.
So Phil,
don't let me
Phil
see
saying that he's friends with Jeffree Star?
Yeah, he's saying he's friends with Jeffree Star.
Like, see, I have a gay friend.
Yeah, I have a gay friend, so I can say faggot. That was exactly my response. Like, oh, so just because you have a gay friend, you can say faggot all you want.
I know a few yids and chinks, too. They're awesome.
Oh, and my favorite is, and he, referring to Jeffree Star, and he sucked way more dicks than the singer of Black Veil Brides.
Lulz.
I don't think Andy, the singer of Black Veil Brides, is even gay.
Right.
So it's like, oh, he's a faggot, but he's
factual.
Not gay.
It's a factual statement.
Right.
He has sucked more dicks.
And then he's like,
his point,
right? Then he's like, I don't care what people say, you know, whatever, blah blah blah. And then he kept posting like all day different statuses, and this one was, America, you know what sucks? Beheading someone for sorcery, rape, murder, violence. That hurts. Why doesn't the metal media mention any of that?
Lol.
Oh, yeah, because it doesn't generate any traffic to their sites. And in 6 months, no one will remember this at all. What? why don't we mention like people getting beheaded? Because unless it's in a Cannibal Corpse song, it is not relevant to metal news.
Right. It is pretty metal.
It's pretty metal, but it's not metal news.
Right.
You don't
calling
have to
a,
yell.
Calling
no.
someone in another band a faggot is metal.
Yeah.
It's a metal item.
Well, the item is that the
metal person.
The
yeah.
guy calling him is, yeah.
An idiot.
I personally don't think any of it is news.
No,
well, it's
gossip.
Not a news. Yeah, it's gossip, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's something to write about.
It's editorial.
And then he goes on to say that, oh, whether you like me or you hate me, you have to admit you all make money because of people like me and the things I say. And it's like, yes, thank you for saying something really stupid so that I could have written a post that a lot of people read
right.
and generate revenue for my website.
So he's basically a tool.
Yes.
In more ways than one.
Yes.
Ross Gnarly,
a tool for my profit.
Ross Gnarly in the chat has a great comment. He says, Rob is jealous because Labonte called him a faggot once and Blabbermouth didn't post about it.
Lol. Well,
that was really, really funny.
That was delayed. Like, you realized how funny it was after you started laughing at it
a little bit.
He like, didn't listen to no. what I said. He was like, oh, while Sid's talking, let me read the chat. And then he got it on his own.
Oh,
yeah. Visual and
yeah.
So what? When I was talking to the Metal Sucks guys, and we were talking about this at the Suckfest this weekend, the joke was that we should just replace faggot with Labonte. And just anytime we want to say faggot, you'd be like, oh, does this shirt make me look like a Labonte?
Yes.
Oh.
Or that's
so like
yeah.
a Santorum.
Yes.
Kind of,
like, yeah, basically like Santorum.
You Labonte.
And
the
we
silver
pretty much,
jacket.
Pretty much all. The silver jacket is very Labonte.
Yeah. It's
so
ironically
said that
Labonte.
Very Labonte.
Yeah.
It's very Labonte.
It's ironically Labonte.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
intentionally.
Yeah.
It's accidentally
yeah.
Labonte.
Yeah.
So that's the Labonte story. So,
so is it going to spread now? Like, is everyone going to use
I mean,
Labonte?
Well,
we can try.
We've
well,
been
and fag would be like Laban. It would be like a short
slab.
Mate. like, let's go with Laban.
Isn't fucking that the singer from Duran Duran?
Yeah, Simon Laban.
Yeah. So it's appropriate.
There you go.
Lols.
All right.
So, Noah, what's your story?
Oh, I wanted to tell you about the white van story.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I was younger...
They were giving out candy.
The same friend that I used to use the massager with...
Oh, Egg?
Yeah. We used to go and sit outside of her apartment on Avenue O and Ocean Avenue.
And you, by just to clear up, you never used it together, right?
We were in the same room.
But there was no Labonte going on.
No, there was no Labonte.
Okay, good.
So we used to sit outside, and I remember this guy in a – actually, it was a white Jeep. He used to come by, and he would stop his Jeep, and he would just start jerking off in front of us.
What? How old were you when this happened?
I must have been maybe, like, 14, 15.
Okay. No, you were living – where you were
oh,
living,
no, I'm sorry. Even younger than that.
That was when you lived near
we were in
me,
junior
right?
high school.
Were you developed
neighbor.
Yet or no?
I was in the beginning process.
Because, no, so it's meant, like, maybe he didn't know that she was that young.
No. Right, that's why you want to know.
No.
Is he a pedophile or not? I was trying to find out.
No, but he was a pedophile because he would come like 3 times a week and he
literally,
would look for us.
Come.
Yeah,
yeah.
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 Yeah. He would drive by and stop his car and just start jerking off.
Wow.
But is it in the van?
Yeah.
White van?
How yeah, it was white. It was
a
white
Jeep.
Yeah,
like
no,
arm
we saw a dick.
You walked up to the window and looked
no,
at
him? He was sitting, but his seat was high.
What? What kind of van is this?
Did he have, like, his pants down, or was he just not wearing pants?
I'm sure his pants were open. I mean, we didn't see inside the car. We just saw the tip of it.
It was the height of the ledge of the window, of the door?
We definitely saw it.
Maybe he had a
Tahoe.
So was this like at a red light he would do it, or would he pull over and stop?
He would double park in front of the building, and when he would see us sitting outside, he would do it.
Are you sure he wasn't just jerking off all the time and you happened to walk by?
He's just looking for spots to pull over. And then, you know.
Maybe, and we were like on the route.
Maybe he's jerking off to all the Jews walking by too with their coats.
Maybe he was under there.
Now, Darren, remind me, when did you get rid of your white Jeep?
it was when Noah was about 16.
Oh.
You know, the one with the really high
seats. We were neighbors. We lived right around the block from each other.
Yeah.
But we didn't know each other.
In my neighborhood.
How could you let this happen?
Yeah. Terrible. It's the Jews. The Jews are very perverted.
Jews in general.
Jews drive Jeeps?
Serious. Yeah, they all have SUVs.
Or station wagons.
Yeah. Those
minivans.
Fucking wood panel style.
Oh,
I
want to ram
shitty old minivans.
Yep.
You ever see those wood panel night? All Jews have those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they come standard when you get married.
Yeah.
They just have them in the shop. They bought a bunch of Hasid mobiles.
So that they can fit their 16 kids in there.
Yeah. It's like the second they lower you from that chair at the wedding, they lower you right into one of those station wagons.
So they are very... Like the
one motion.
No, I just imagine they have sunroofs now, so the chair just it's a car seat that lowers right in.
So off you go.
Just married.
I just imagine it being like electronic.
Remember those chairs that you could buy from the infomercial that you attach to like the side of the wall?
Oh, yeah.
And you sit on it and it takes you up the stairs?
Oh, yeah, for old people.
Yeah, those are fun.
I always wanted one of those.
Me too.
Not even for your grandma, just for you.
No, for me.
But it seems like it'd take a long time. I wish it was faster. Like, it was like...
Yeah. Well, he would soup it up. He would put, like, nitrous in it or something to make it go faster.
The old lady
just
commercials are just like... Mm-hmm. We're going up the stairs.
Like really slow. And I like
did
to
you
like
say
jet.
That like that one more time.
I
like that. Come on, one more time. Do
not
it.
Your monkeys.
It was so good. Come on.
No, you didn't do murder for me earlier.
But I've done it 40 times. You've only done what you just did once.
I'm going up the stairs.
Just not like, as good as the first time.
An old Brooklyn Jew retiring. But they are very perverted, like the religious ones, you know. There's a lot of stories. Always in the paper, there's like a molestation story.
Yeah.
Or something.
And they frequent those jerk-off massage parlors.
Oh, the basement ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, one of my friends is she was a dominatrix here in the city, and she moved to Oregon. But Jews were like the big, 80% by far,
right.
The biggest clientele coming to the dungeon.
Like religious Jews, right?
Yeah, like Hasidic, you know, the whole deal. Like,
imagine.
Like, strap on and peed on and all that kind of thing.
That's crazy that you say this, because I was reading something about the Upright Citizens
mm-hmm.
Brigade Theater and how it used to be a strip club.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
then, and when it was first converted, they
but it wasn't just a strip club. It was a strip club where you'd watch the girl dance, then you go upstairs and fuck her.
Happy ending. And
what?
So when they first opened as the comedy theater, they'd still get patrons looking for the strip club.
Oh.
And they said that most of the time it was Hasidic Jews
mm-hmm.
that were coming in.
Yeah,
yeah.
No shit.
Because they're suppressed their whole lives.
Well,
they don't know
look
anything
at the women
about
they're
it
with, too.
But how much do you think they charge extra to do a Jew? Like, to
I'm sure they
with
do.
With those stinky, stanky coats that they
do you know
have.
How,
do you think
how
they make them take
their,
a shower?
How thick their pubic hair must be?
Like,
first of all,
half
like
to,
their beard.
They probably have hedge clippers in each room to, like.
No, because then their wife would know.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
half the clock of the
definitely.
Hour that you're paying for the hour, and half of it is taking the coats off.
And spreading the black
hair. That fucking stupid round hat that they wear.
And they're
almost done.
Or maybe they're, like, naked underneath that first coat. And you never know.
It's just like 10 inches thick of coats. Yeah.
That's the sound when they open their coat.
It's their cock unfurling.
It's in the shape of a ram's horn.
Come here, blow this shofar.
Oh, yeah. Let me bend over and kiss my mezuzah.
Yeah.
Oh,
your penis is convex, sir. I can't tell. Oh, concave. I blew the joke. Sorry.
It works.
Just like the shofar.
We laughed anyway.
It's just either way.
So do I get a discount? Because it's easier to suck it. Anyway, that's a great story.
So that's the white van is your new fetish? What's
Oh, I thought there was there more to that? Or you just
was that part of the same comment or no?
My new fetish is I went to get my nails done and I got paraffin treatment. And paraffin treatment, what they do is they stick your hand into hot wax and they dip it 3 times. And then, like, my hand looked like a mannequin hand. Mm. And then they put it in saran wrap. Mm, it was amazing.
So that's a fetish? Or
did you get wet or something? It's the fact that the people doing her hands are actually Asian. And yeah. She's
not. Wait, so what, is that, what does that do to your hands?
Nothing. It just looks really cool. And it feels so good.
So what's the fetish? What's you want to have your vagina?
Hold on, candle wax and saran wrap.
You want that to
episode
happen to your
title vagina? Done. You want that like your snatch to be like lowered into a
maybe.
Vat of...
Or do you want to use that crazy hand with the wax on
it
your
just,
vagina?
It looks like
my vagina
like a mannequin.
Looks so smooth, like a mannequin.
It was like a doll.
That'll be like a Twilight Zone. Like you have your hands done, and it looks so nice,
and
then
it breaks.
Then you go, I have to get my vagina. Like paraffin also, and then it becomes like a mannequin. Like it's,
so there is just, no vagina.
You have like a featureless crotch.
The Barbie.
Yes. Yes. Ooh, I love that.
And then Rod Serling comes on, and you know that's the end of the episode.
Well, one thing about your vagina though, it ain't handicapped.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely not.
Of course.
Are you speaking from experience?
Sean, are we going there? So, do we talk about this on the air, about the Asian boyfriend, how there was no follow-up
right.
after...
And was his mother the one who did your paraffin treatment?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe his sister. The woman wasn't old enough to be his mother. Nothing. I didn't see him. That's it. Nothing.
Yeah, but like, so that's on you. Like, you just didn't make a move, right?
Did
like,
us joking no, about him kind of pretty much ruin it for you?
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't listen to this. Come on.
No,
no
well,
but
in my head
her,
it did.
Right. Psyched you out. Do people still say that?
Come on.
Yeah,
that
I think so.
You just
no, but usually okay, I good. See him at the park with his dog. I haven't seen him at the park.
The dog's gone.
He finally ate it.
He ate it.
No point in
Craig, were you here for that conversation?
Oh, I was.
Oh, no, I watched that on Asian Law & Order SVU in my gym.
Really?
Yeah, the guy. That's the sound that they do to
yeah,
transition.
Instead of the other one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Doo-doo. Or something.
Yeah, we were playing it earlier.
So what does this guy look like, besides Asian? Like, is he really tall?
It's like the Asian dude from 21
yeah,
Jump
tall.
Street, maybe. Dustin Nguyen.
Oh.
I don't remember what that guy looked like.
Like an Asian dude?
Yeah. Like
yeah,
a girly
I mean,
boy.
They all look
like
the same.
Like one of those Asian kids back in high school that was really into Smashing Pumpkins. Like one of those types.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's probably still working until 11 p.m. on the corner of their chopsticks. They could probably just like...
I'm never telling you guys anything again.
Well Frank's the only person who likes Asian people less than Noah does. So.
Is that true?
No comment.
Frank doesn't get into
what are you talking about?
Frank doesn't know how little Noah likes Asian people, so he can't really say one way or the other.
I'm in a band with an Asian dude.
Well, really?
Oh, half
okay,
half
okay
half
so you don't find
Asian,
Asian women attractive
and,
other than Olivia
and
Monk.
He's definitely a self-hating Asian, because anytime I make any sort of Asian joke, he is beyond offended.
Really?
Yes.
So how is he self-hating?
Maybe you just
then?
Offend him in general.
He hates Asians.
You should direct him to that episode we did 2 weeks ago, where it was like 40 minutes of Asian jokes
yeah.
straight there.
That was,
well,
that
he'll
was
love
amazing.
It.
Confucius. Jokes. Where I can find a prostitute that like 1-inch penis blowjobs. You were talking about it earlier.
Can we look for more ways to incorporate the gong?
Sure.
Yeah.
Gong me.
No, you gotta get something going with that guy.
Yeah, just so we can use the gong.
For the
gongs.
I'll just invite him over for one of the live casts.
Yeah.
And you guys can just berate him on the air.
Well, listen,
we
if,
do that.
If you have sex with him, you'll be horny an hour later again anyway.
Can we give Noah a wire and just like send her out in the world?
Yeah, please.
Why? Why do you need to know
something?
That?
That show would be so... It would be top the ratings.
No, it wouldn't.
We said audio clips of you talking to guys. That would be hilarious.
It would.
It'd be hilarious.
This week, I went to get my hands paraffin waxed.
That's great. Let me look at your ass some more.
Yeah. And then she'll be like holding her hands right in front of her tetas.
Look, everyone, look at my hands.
Like a T-Rex.
Yeah. Well, you have nice hands, though. It's not like, you know. What if a man you were dating went and got paraffin waxed? How would you feel about that?
That would be very interesting to
me. That wouldn't be a deal breaker because you like those
and
raw,
use them on you.
Like, don't you like calloused, like nasty hands?
That's true.
Yeah, I think that would like fuck it up for you.
Darren, you bring up a really good point.
Ain't no man supposed to have no fucking paraffin wax. What the fuck is that?
I know, but I like. unless he's a gay guy.
Right, but you're not going to date a gay guy.
I know, but I can look at them.
You dream of dating gay guys, right?
Right. Sometimes I do.
So give us the details.
So,
on
yeah,
that.
What is that? What is that like?
Dreaming about dating gay guys?
Why don't you
tell us, bro?
Thank you.
Oh, shit. I really walked into that one. Fabulous.
Now, how come no one's saying that's too far? How come not everyone's not offended now? Where's the offensive
strut? Everyone is too busy laughing at it.
God damn it. I say one comment that still looks like his mom, and everyone blows.
Hey. Get the fuck off me already.
Wrong!
Not cool. Not cool.
Go ahead, Rob. Ask it again.
No, I'm done.
What's it like dreaming about dating gay guys?
Why don't you tell us, John?
Why don't you tell us? How did it fail?
I feel shamed.
I thought so.
Thanks.
What's the dream, though? How does it go?
What's the dream?
How do you know he's gay?
Because he's with you.
Because she's having a threesome with two guys touching each other. That's all.
Yeah, in my dreams.
Bisexual MMF.
Oh, did I nail it? Is that? Yeah, I figured. Give us some details.
About what?
What happens? Do they double team you, or are they off in a corner making out?
Or do you double team
everything?
Them?
Everything.
So everyone inserts into everyone.
Yeah. Mm. It's like the human centipede, but it's a circle.
So there's ass to mouth going on.
Yeah.
There's some brownies being served. Is everything?
There's everything.
It's like a really shitty garlic knot.
Oh. I was going to eat Italian food later.
There's
too.
Just Rick Santorum everywhere all over the bed.
Rob, wasn't garlic knot your nickname in high school? Oh.
Too far.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having my back this time.
Yeah, too far. Lost track.
The way that...
Is that me?
The way that...
Too far.
I don't know why you're southern all of a sudden. That was me overdoing the Chicago. I mean, you overdoing the Chicago.
Too far.
The way we ruin Chinese men for Noah is the way you just ruin garlic knots for me. They're done. I can never eat a garlic knot.
You just see the flesh with lube and shit and all over the place and blood. Noah.
By the way, Dickus Hugis just said, having my back, wasn't that Rob's nickname? That's wrong.
Oh.
Too far. By the way, the Rob soundboard is malfunctioning at the moment. That's why you didn't hear that yet.
Convenient.
I apologize. No, it's true. I would love to be playing those right now.
Rob sent you a virus.
We were talking.
Told you to get a Mac, asshole.
Yeah. We were talking to Greg Weeks last night at the
name dropper.
Suck Fest, and we were saying that he needs to create a soundboard of Greg Weeksisms for us. He said he's going to do it.
Please call him up right now. See if he's got it.
You could probably make one out of all the things that we have.
We told him that we wanted to call him today, but he couldn't do it. Hmm. He's traveling.
Okay. Well, fuck him. Come on. This show is more important, isn't it? Mm-hmm. What? Rob shaking his head. Don't say that.
No, this show is not more important than Greg.
We can't call him. He's not going to pick up. He has a good sense of humor. He's not going to get upset.
He's on an airplane. I don't think he can answer.
Why? Why not? Much like Danzig. He only travels by plane.
Have a private jet, man. I'm 30,000 feet in the air.
I'd like to see that jet. Like painted black with like bat wings and shit.
It has the misfit skull on the side. Yeah, right.
Black velour interior.
Exactly.
It's all mesh.
Just black on black. There's no metal in my plane.
I'm allergic.
Just like, you know, just cats everywhere and kitty litter boxes.
Bricks.
And bricks.
Makes it hard to take off.
The fuel it runs on is brick.
Metal carries metal carries bacteria. He's just got mesh everywhere. It's just a big mesh plane.
But you have air tarps on the sides. You know?
There's a lot of wind in here. Where's my windscreen?
No, there's a flock of ducks that are attached to him. He carries them.
Yeah!
That's Doyle.
I don't get it.
Because it's mesh, so how can it fly?
No, that joke was very Labonte.
Lol.
I like it, though. Ducks.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're pretty much at the end of our show.
We are at the end.
I enjoyed it.
This was a fantastic episode.
Mm-hmm.
Except for everyone going off on me. You guys were a little hard on me. But
that's
I forgive
your
you.
Joke about Sid's mom.
No.
Yeah, that was not nice.
That was the highlight.
Can we edit that out?
Too much.
That was really mean.
I'm right here.
It was like straight up rude. You know?
We'll just hope and pray that she's not listening this week.
Mm-hmm. She's very off.
She can't figure out a computer. She always calls Sid about like moving
that.
Files to and from a disk.
It's true.
And Sid like loses his patience.
Mm.
Can't deal with that shit.
It's just like a lot of mom, like that over and over on the phone. Listen,
yeah.
Listen. I just showed you.
Except in Russian.
See what he has to go through?
Yeah.
Be nice to this guy.
Got
to
remind
that's
me of
a lot
that
of,
shit.
You know, yeah.
Oh.
A lot of stress to be put under.
True.
He's quivering right now.
I really
now.
Feel bad.
There's a tear at the edge of his eye.
But next,
here, no.
Next week on the show, we're going to have...
just one of those things you could say to let somebody else figure out what it means. I don't know.
All right, so next week we're going to have on the
Sydney,
show...
how do you move this file between these two folders here? I don't understand.
My mom wouldn't call him.
Then she sound like that? Oh. Your mother is more bombastic. Like
oh,
this.
Bombastic.
Robert.
Jeez.
More passionate.
Well, she's very...
a little mean.
Yeah. Not
she worries
woman.
About you.
She's a very nice woman.
Can we go out on that Shaggy Bombastic song?
Yeah.
Robert Bombastic. Mr. Bombastic.
Oh, no one's losing it. I'm pretty sure that was her favorite song in junior high school.
Yes.
Darren's accent. Darren.
What?
So,
did they really say the bleh, or is that
yeah.
sort of like a?
That's
a
like
bleh.
Yeah,
like
fuck.
It's like fuck.
Oh, it is.
But
oh,
not
fuck.
Like to fuck, just like how fuck is just used as
fuck, like shit.
Yeah,
that is bitch.
It's also fucking like
this
fucking bled card over here. Or something.
Yeah.
How would you spell it?
B L Y A T.
Oh. Oh. Okay. I thought it was B L E H. Okay.
Yeah.
No. That's the abbreviation.
Yeah, right.
Like the beach.
The beach. Okay.
I'm coming to eat your piroshki. Blah.
So next week on the show, we have a very special guest calling in. Andrew W.K.
Oh,
call in.
I don't know if we're allowed to mention that. That's good.
We're allowed.
Well, sometimes you want to, you know, wait till it's...
No, it's confirmed. So, yeah, next week Andrew W.K. is going to be calling into the show again. And I'll be here this time, which will
yeah,
be fun.
I'm excited about that.
South by. I guess it was pretty long ago.
Are you
going to
confront him?
No, why? You guys already did it. He's cool.
Mm.
That cool. was an interview where I went into it expecting nothing.
Yep.
That turned out to be one of the best interviews that we ever had.
Mm. Yep.
And he's a very cool guy.
It was no vegan black metal chef, but it was fucking good.
Oh, come on, Sean.
What? I'm serious.
I'm with Sean on this one.
Thankfully, it was no vegan black
was
metal
terrible.
Chef.
No offense, vegan black metal chef.
Oh, nice guy.
Yeah, great guy.
He's
great
hanging out
guy.
With Sid's mom right now, I'll have you know.
Jeez.
Rob, again?
Just push and push and
that's
push.
Right, Sid's mom's a whore.
So tell me
wow.
again how to make soybean corpse paint, please.
Find a wound and dig and dig and dump salt and dig.
That was,
Jesus.
Again, out of line.
Yeah.
It's like
really
too
off
much.
Color tonight.
Me talking about Sid's horse mom?
You need like a timeout.
Jesus.
You need like a timeout, man.
Someone spank him.
Oh.
Look. Just because she likes...
Put him in the corner with a dunce cap on.
Just because she likes the shocker.
Oh, my goodness.
She's a
hey,
woman.
Who doesn't?
Fuck. She likes the double shocker. Four in the pink.
Oh, my God.
You must run in the family.
Her age.
Two in the stink.
It's visual representation.
That's the shocker, basically, happening right there.
So
that's
I'm very,
double shocker.
I'm right? very
yeah.
impressed that you are not turning over this table and killing Rob right now.
So he's clever.
He's playing quickie with him.
The double shocker, I never even considered that.
What?
I never considered it.
You've never lived, my friend.
Try it tonight.
Is that really that much thicker than a regular shocker?
Yeah, you get some girth on it.
Double.
Twice
the girth.
Yeah, but it's not so extreme.
You can open your fingers.
It's not like a beer bottle.
You just got this in your butthole,
and then you got like a double wide?
How does it feel, Sean?
I mean, it's stretchy.
Sean, bend over. Let's give you the shocker.
Wait, who's doing it? I get to pick.
Good.
And I'm Frank.
I want Frank's hair wrapped around it. That's what I want.
All right, do it.
All over my penis and face.
There we go. All right. Well, let's get out of here. Okay. Are we really closing out with Boombastic?
Yeah, why not?
Sure. I mean, we should.
Or do we want to play some more Megadeth?
I was
kidding.
Oh, you had us, Sean. You totally had us.
So Mr.
I got it. Oh. We can make this happen.
Oh, Sean, I forgot. I saved my earwax for you.
Oh, can I see it and touch it?
Yeah. Awesome. What?
Okay, before we go, how the fuck does an ear candle work?
I did ear candles today, and basically what that does is it takes all the earwax out of your ears, and I sent the picture of the earwax to Sean.
Do they take it out
like
of
a,
the...
a brown sperm. Like, oh, fine.
They take the wax out of your ear, and they soak your hands in it.
You're not allowed to show it to them.
What?
Okay. Why? Show the other pictures Noah sent you.
Okay, I got it.
It's probably
really
the one with a nipple in it.
But you should all do ear candles.
No. You're a little wax obsessed today, aren't you?
Oh, you know what? Maybe that's what it is.
She has too much time on her.
You're playing our outro song when we're not leaving the show yet.
Rob's wrapping us up.
She called me Mr. All over my penis and face.
So we're staying on, is what he's saying.
We end this.
I can't find it.
All right, goodbye, everybody. We'll see you next week, everyone.
Wrapping it up.
Just like
hello.
A silk, tap and cuddly, yug me up like a quilt. I'm
what?
A lyrical lover. Now take me thin up pills with my sexual disease. John, who me well
hello.
Will do me, oh my, well, can't you tell? I'm just like a turtle crawling out of my shell. Tell you got to beat the body, put me under a spell. With your couscous perfume, all of your sweet smell. You're the young girl, you can ring my bell and I can take rejection. So you tell me go to well, I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic. Put me
really having a hard time understanding you. Really having a hard time understanding you.
Baby, please, let me take you to an island of the sweet cold breeze. You don't feel like drive, well, baby, hand me the keys. And I will take you to a place and set your mind on.
I went nuts.
Baby, please, don't you play with my nose, cause I'm a touching sneeze. Well, I know what the bun and the me of the cheese. And if I'm me of the rice, I'll baby love you the
cheese. I'm a piece of shit, I am.
And the fantastic, put me on my box, it says I'm Mr. Rowe.
I mean, people hate me because of me. Do I feel some guilt? Yes, I do.
Would you like to kiss and caress? Rub down every strand of your bandages. I'm bombastic, rated as the best. The best you should get. Nothing more, nothing less.
Oh yes, I.
When you put me to the test, that I'm bombastic, tell me fantastic. Put me on the box, it says I'm Mr. Rose.
Yes.
Tell me fantastic. Put me on the box, it says I'm Mr. Boom. Tell your admiration, it's a lick me from the start. With such physical attraction, girl, you know to feel it. Fuck, I want a few words. Now go tell you no sweet talk. Now go lava, 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 and shot your part. I'll get straight to the point. Like a aura, aura jar. Come lay down on a jacuzzi and get some bubble bath. Only song you will hear is the beating of my heart. And we will, and that's some sweet pillow talk. And bombastic, send it fantastic. Nothing on my box, it is a Mr. Rowe. Fantastic, 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 fantast
Ready, ready, ready.